Live from the crossroads of Southern food and culture, you're tuned in to Let's Eat, Y'all, the radio show that dishes on the people, places, ingredients, and events that define Southern food. Pull up a chair. It's time to taste more in your food with your host, food industry entrepreneur and co-founder of Eat, Y'all, Andy Chapman.
Welcome to this week's edition of Eat, Y'all Radio. I'm your host, Andy Chapman. We've got a very special guest on the line with us from Cheerwine, and so we'll welcome in Bo Stevenson in a minute. Want to thank our sponsors, Delta Blues Rice, Simmons Catfish, Visit Ridgeland, The Gourmet Guru Grill, Southern Peanut Growers, and Sugar Taylor and Junebug Rub. Y'all be sure and go to eatyall.com, and you can learn more about our great sponsors and our great Southern food products. We want to welcome into the show Bo Stevenson from Cheerwine. And Cheerwine is a legend. We're going to let Bo tell us all about Cheerwine and the reason he is traveling across the South right now. So, Bo, welcome to the show, man. It's great to have you.
Oh, well, cool, Andy. Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here. So, let me dive in and talk about Cheerwine. I live in South Carolina, and if you live in the Carolinas, you know, Cheerwine is legendary. It's often referred to as the legendary soft drink of the South. And it's like people who grow up here, they go from when they're born, they go from their mom to the bottle to the Cheerwine bottle. And I'm not even making that up. Like it is so ingrained in Carolina culture. It's become the legendary soft drink of the South. Cheerwine, you know, it is getting some great distribution and bottling partners, and they're growing. They're 98 years old. It's been crafted by the same family for all that time, which is like wild to think of in this day and age that you know, they've never sold out. They've never changed their recipe. They do one thing and they do it amazing. And you know, it's worked for them to stay true to who they are and you know, to believe in what they believe in and just keep going forward. And it, like I said, it's expanding and it's getting into new markets. And so Cheerwine thought of, you know, what's the best way that they can, you know, bring their message and their product and their story to these other markets. And they came up with this sort of great program called Local Legends, National Treasures. And what it does is celebrate legends in all these cities around the South. And you know, it's food, it's live music venues, it's people sometimes. Sometimes it's just those, like, you know, those legendary, amazing, you know, people in communities that the locals know about, but you know, people outside the region, you know, they haven't heard of it yet. And sort of that's our mission. It's called the Local Legend Project. And, you know, we're making a web series from it. And you know, we're just really excited. Like such an honor and like kind of like my dream always to go around to different places and eat good food and meet amazing people and be able to share those experiences. So I'm really excited.
This portion of the program brought to you by Visit Ridgeland and the Visit Ridgeland app. Now back to our guest.
Now, did you plan on, like, how did you get into the Cheerwine business and how did you end up living in a van down by the river, as some people joke about me?
It's a funny thing. I just had some, I used to live in Los Angeles and I had, done some work where, you know, I've made some web series before and had some, you know, some success with, brand sponsors who want to maintain goodwill where they're not trying to make a commercial, you know, they're trying to make something entertaining for people,
right,
and not necessarily make advertisement. And so I'd had experience doing that. And I have some wonderful friends, in LA Kat and Adam Stone, and they are they're brand managers, and they work with brands and help brands expand their reach into entertainment. And there's a Zach Galifianakis movie that is coming out, I believe the end of July, beginning of August, called Mastermind. It's Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig. It's going to be hilarious. I've seen the trailer. It's awesome. It's about a heist that took place in North Carolina. It's a true story. It's one of those ones that you couldn't make it up. It's just too weird, too good. So they're shooting this heist movie, and Zach Galifianakis, being from North Carolina, is doing a scene in which he needs to drink a beverage. And he's like, well, you know, we're shooting in North Carolina. It's a North Carolina movie. I can't just, you know, have any old beverage in my hand. It has to be a cheer one. So my friend Kat and Adam Stone were working on the movie, and they contacted Cheerwine, and they got Cheerwine in the film. And through those conversations, they got to, hey, what's Cheerwine up to? And Cheerwine told them the story that I just told you about. We are doing a project called the Local Legend Project, Local Legends, National Treasures, and we're looking for somebody to be like our guy, our host. And I had just moved to South Carolina from Los Angeles, and Kat and Adam were like, you got to, we know this guy. We know him. So they just put us in the same room together, and the rest is history. We hit it off famously, and they're like great people to work with.
This portion of the program brought to you by Simmons Catfish. Visit SimmonsCatfish.com for more information. Now back to our guest.
My first introduction to Cheerwine Bo was some of my brother's family that used to live in North Carolina, and it was like this huge moment of unveiling when it showed up at Thanksgiving this year, and everybody was like, "You've got Cheerwine," and they were all going nuts about this drink, and I wasn't sure exactly what to expect, but tell people kind of the. What makes Cheerwine the drink that it is, and then I want to get back into how to nominate folks in the local legend deal, and
sure.
Kind of break down the be our sommelier and tell us what we're tasting here.
Yeah, I love to be an amateur soda sommelier, but I think what's so amazing about Cheerwine is the indescribability of its taste. It's so unique, and if you line up five people, you'll get five different answers on what it tastes like. And I think that is something that has made it endure over all this time. It's just so indescribably perfect that it's got this big. First of all, lots of fizz, right? Like when you drink this soda, more fizz than I've ever had from any soft drink. And I love that. Like for me, that's why I drink a soda, right? Yeah. I want that fizz, and Cheerwine's got a lot of it. So very fizz forward. Then you've got these big notes of cherry, but then it finishes with a little bit of like vanilla and cream, like way back on your tongue. And it's like, that is like something I've not had before. And there's nobody doing this. Like Cheerwine doesn't really have a competition because nobody's doing a straight cherry soda. You know, people add cherry to their thing. Cheerwine's not a cola. It's just cherry soft drink. And I think that's what gets people going at your Thanksgiving. It's like, you know, it's not like, oh, well, I don't like Cheerwine. I like the competition of Cheerwine, because there just isn't another thing that's like it. So
nice.
I think that's makes it so cool. Yeah.
The Local Legend Tour is bringing you across the South. Where are you right now? Are you on the road?
I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I just got back from New York. Actually, we have the camera woman and the editor for our web series lived in Brooklyn, and so I was up there doing some voiceovers and you know, just working on the edit for like the trailer, the preview for the series. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm here for mere hours, and then I come to Jackson tomorrow, which I'm very excited about.
So Jackson, Mississippi, you will be traveling around. Now, where, first of all, where are you headed first in Jackson?
In Jackson? Well, I have, let me look, because there are some really cool places that I'm going to. But, I mean, the point of this tour and, like, what makes it so great is that we don't show up with an exhaustive list of, you know, of a city. Like, the point of the Local Legend Project is that we'll land in a city and then we'll start spreading the word to people and through shows just like yours right now that, you know, people can nominate local legends and just kind of shout out to us using the hashtag #CheerWineLocalLegends and like tell us where to go. Like that's the most important part of it for us, is that people, you know, sort of bring their own ideas to the table, because I mean, that's, you know, you do this.
Yeah,
that local connection
is
gets everything, right?
It's way like better than setting an itinerary months in advance and saying, okay, I'm going to go to these five restaurants. Because let me tell you, when you look at the list that's 6 months old of where to go eat, the mm-hmm. guy that was really great at the restaurant that you read about it, you know, in whatever the magazine is, he left and went to open his new place, and they're still riding those coattails, but the food's not nearly the same. And so that social engineering and social media and all of that is huge.
This portion of the program brought to you by the Gourmet Guru Grill. Find out why it's the only grill we use at our house at eatyall.com/grill, a ceramic grill built to be the last grill you ever need. Gourmet Guru Grill.
And I will say, I think I read somewhere that you're going to visit the Pig and Pint in Fondren. Was that one of your...
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're very excited about the Pig and Pint. Now, I understand that the Pig and Pint has not been open all that long, but yet has like developed this really passionate following. And that's not easy to do in the restaurant industry, you know, so...
There was a lot of barbecue being made in Jackson. It still is. By a number of restaurants that were okay, but the Pig and Pint actually puts an incredible amount of love into their cooking, and they do it, you know, slow, low, the old fashioned way, but they also are a chef driven restaurant. So it's kind of a dichotomy that's very interesting, because you need to try their pimento cheese and pork skins. Fantastic. Because they actually cold smoke their cheese, Bo. I'm telling you, and I'm sure you can wash it down with a cheer wine. It's ridiculous. And
I love pimento cheese. Is one of my favorite things on earth. So, are you telling me that they serve those together?
You get a little bowl of pimento cheese and you get pork rinds that are fried. So they're all, you know, they're puffy, they're crispy. Excuse me. They dust it with a little bit of their rub, and It's really remarkable.
You're killing me right now. I'm so excited.
So you're going to find a lot of great food in Jackson, and we'll be tweeting on Eat Jackson to help other folks find you when you're in town. I know there's a lot of great food stories to be uncovered still there, as we've been doing that for years up there. But there's always something new that's going on, or you know, somebody really cool with some really a lot of vision and passion that comes to an old place that kind of shakes it up a little bit. So you'll have a lot to look forward to in Jackson for sure.
Also, what do you know about the pig ear sandwiches over at the Big Apple Inn?
Everyone should eat one in their life.
Okay.
It's not my favorite sandwich in the town, but you know, it's Simon Majumdar from the Food Network, the Cutthroat Kitchen judge and Iron Chef judge, was in town 2 years ago for the book. We went and ate one, and he said, "Oh, they're remarkable." And I said, "You know, I just, there's a texture thing. It wasn't bad. It just, you know, I'd rather, there's so many different sandwiches or ribs or pulled pork sandwiches that I would rather get than a pig ear sandwich. But you should definitely go and eat a pig ear sandwich. And any of our listeners, you're going to go to the Big Apple Inn and find a pig ear sandwich that's been around for forever. One of the oldest places around, and people love them. And you can get the hot. I recommend the hot one.
Oh, definitely.
You don't want to go mild when you're eating the pig ear sandwich.
No. I'm definitely going to do that. And then Jerry's Catfish House, I hear, is it's an igloo.
Yeah, the igloo. Yes, indeed. That's a one of a kind place. And buddy, if you're getting there on a Friday night, be prepared to fight the crowds because they come out of the woodwork to go to Jerry's Fish House.
Okay.
But it's fantastic.
Is it open every night or is it just a weekend thing?
I think it's just the weekends.
Okay.
I drive by there a lot and late in the afternoon on the weekends, it seems as when it's really full, but I'm going off the top of my head.
Oh yeah. You know what? I'm looking at something that says Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. And look, if you're going to open a restaurant, and you can be packed out and work Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
That's living right there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants the breakfast crowd, man? Forget about them.
Yeah.
Three nights a week. Jerry's got it going on down there. And next door to them down there in Florence is Cooper's Country Meatpackers, and you're going to want to go by there as well because
really,
they have a great butcher counter, but they have lots of sausages and everything you need to make your proteins. They have tons of sauces, rubs. They carry our products, of course, but they have some really incredible sausage made right there in the plant next door to Jerry's Fish House down there in Florence. So be sure and go by there and check that out as well.
This segment brought to you by Sugar Taylor Sauce, great for grilling, dipping, and adding a kick to any dish. Visit eatyall.com/shop to learn more about Sugar Taylor Sauce today.
So people can find you guys on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. Yeah. Anywhere you can use a hashtag, just hashtag Cheerwine Local Legends and literally tell me where to go because, like I said, I've got a few here and I've got some headlines, but the point of this project is to really dig in and get those hidden gems.
So has there been anywhere that you've gone previously that just has a phenomenal story that you feel like we need to share right here on the air with Eat Y'all Radio?
I was in Montgomery, last week and, that we went to a place called Chris's Hot Dogs that's third generation. It's just these, they've been, you know, they make hot dogs and they make them, they've made them the same way, since they started. They're exactly as old as Cheerwine. They're 98 years old. And it's like, you know, this special chili sauce, sauerkraut, mustard, onions, and it's just like the way the flavors all go together. Like it's a melt in your mouth type of hot dog. But I mean, that's cool in and of itself. And the food is amazing and you get why it's packed all the hours that they're open. But I, Theo, the owner and I, we stepped outside of the place and it's on Dexter Street in Montgomery. And, you know, if you look to your right, the State House is right there. And, you know, he says, Bo, from the Civil War to the Civil Rights, like this is the street right here, and it like gave me chills, you know, that this little like hot dog place got to witness so much history. Obviously, it wasn't there during the Civil War, but
right,
Montgomery is such a huge historical city, and like he got to see so much from that one location, I just love it, and the people who work there have worked there for 30, 40 years, you know? So it's his family, but he's made a bigger family. And I think that makes a lot of difference. And I think it matters to the people in the town and they certainly show up and support that. And we love that. We love those kind of stories.
Yeah, there's a lot of great ones, but that sounds like a place we need to go for Eat Y'all and see what the hot dog's all about.
Oh, definitely check out Kristen's Hot Dogs for sure.
Go ahead.
While we're on hot dogs, if you're ever in Salisbury, North Carolina, which is where Cheerwine is from, that's Cheerwine's hometown, there's a place called Haps Grill, right on Main Street there, and it's like the only hot dog I've ever had in the ballpark of the Chris's hot dogs. I mean, these guys who have just, like, it changed how I feel about hot dogs, actually. You know,
really?
I mean, I just didn't have, like, Haps Grill was the first hot dog that I've ever had that like, whoa, this is something else entirely. I didn't even think it could be in a, like, a competition or a fine dining, you know, because hot dogs are usually, they're done, like, with, we came with, like, speed eating, and, you know, it's usually quantity and not quality, and I really, really, my mind was changed. So if you're ever in Salisbury, North Carolina, where Cheerwine's from, go to Haps Grill.
And what, tell me, looking at a map, is Salisbury near Charlotte? What's it near?
Yeah, it's about 40 miles outside of Charlotte.
40 miles outside of Charlotte. Okay.
Yeah. Another really, like, history-rich Civil War town. It was a big prison camp in the Civil War. It's where they put all the captured Union soldiers. And there's a great Civil War cemetery there, if you're into that sort of stuff, which I unfortunately, like, I love food, I love barbecue, I love live music venues, but I love cemeteries as well. So whenever I'm in a city, I, like, have to check out the old cemetery in town, because the older the better for me, and I really, just the feeling that you get there, I just love the history of it.
This portion of the program brought to you by Delta Blues Rice, artisan milled on a fourth generation family farm in the Mississippi Delta. DeltaBluesRice.com.
I see here you're going to finishing up going to Jackson, Gulfport, Mobile, the Florida Panhandle, and then Nashville and Memphis. So you're going to make a little bit of a loop right there.
Yes. Yes. All the cool bills. Nashville, Louisville,
Knoxville,
not Jacksonville, but
yeah.
Knoxville. Yep. Charlottesville. We're going to hit them all. But I mean, it's just such a cool thing that we're doing to go to all these, you know, southern cities that are right now on the outskirts of Cheerwine's, you know, reach and reputation and distribution. But while we're doing this, we will be able to see, you know, the change happen and sort of put Cheerwine into people's hands that have never had it before and kind of watch that like, light up. Everyone's face lights up when they try it for the first time, and that's something that, like, I don't think I'll ever get sick of. Like, handing someone a Cheerwine in the vintage glass bottle with the real cane sugar and just, like, watching their face sort of light up, like, 4th of July when they drink it is like, cool perk. Cool,
yeah,
perk
absolutely.
Of my gig.
So do you, when you leave, do you just have, like, 500 bottles of Cheerwine or more with you that you travel around passing out, or do you work all that?
Yeah, no, our bottlers sort of set it up ahead of time. So when you know, because it's sometimes difficult for us to travel and get it, you know, places, especially if we have to fly to a particular location.
Yeah, you can't do that in your carry-on bag, right?
Exactly, and the bottles would explode, I think, if we. You know, you can't put them in a suitcase. So we our bottlers are great. They set us up. And then, you know, so everywhere we go, we just have like a cooler of Cheerwine. And then you get that question inevitably from somebody comes up to you. Hey, what's Cheerwine? And you're like, well, you're in for a treat, my friend. Here you go. And they say a lot of times, if you've never heard of Cheerwine, they say, well, is it wine? Is it, that's
right,
alcohol? And,
right.
And, you know, that's kind of a cool thing to let people in on too. It's that it's not alcohol. It's a soft drink, you know, so anyone can have it. And the story behind that is really awesome, that when in 1917 when cheer wine's invented, like back then they're naming soft drinks after the hard drinks that they resemble. So you got your root beer, you got your ginger ale, you got your cheer wine.
That's very interesting.
It makes total sense because it's, you know, it's a burgundy color. It like really looks like a Cabernet, you know. So it once people understand it on that level, it makes total sense to them. They never have that question again.
This portion of the program brought to you by your Southern Peanut Growers. Visit peanutbutterlovers.com for recipes and information about the perfectly powerful peanut.
And have you found in your travels, as you talk about mixed drinks and or the resemblance, have you found some of the creative bartenders around the South, Southeast, making little signature cheerwine-type cocktails using that? Because I would think there's a wild variety of things somebody could come up with.
We have. I mean, I've just experienced that, not necessarily yet on this tour, but just, you know, going around and you start to talk to people who are into mixology, you know, more than just your, you know, some people are just, you know, they're bartenders, and then some people are into mixology and they really get into the mixing of the drinks, and any one of those people from, you know, certainly the Carolinas, but the South, they've all got a cheer wine recipe, which is great.
Well, we'll have to introduce you to Tiffany Ransom. That's one of the best. She calls herself a bar chef, and she's in the Jackson area, and she can come up with the coolest stuff. She'll take things you would have never dreamed of drinking and make something that's just phenomenal. And I'm going to reach out to her and see if she can't get up with you guys, because I'm sure she could make a really cool cheer wine, something that would blow your doors off.
Please do that.
She is a local legend for sure.
Definitely.
We'll reach out
to her. We would love to meet her. That's awesome.
All right, Bo, what else is something somebody must know or must do to really get the full cheer wine experience from you guys?
Well, you know, I definitely recommend, like I mentioned a little earlier, I recommend the vintage glass bottle. I think that, you know, that's how it was originally crafted. And obviously, you know, times change and there's a need for plastic bottles and there's a need for cans. But I think that to really experience cheer wine for your first time, go have one in the vintage glass bottle with a real cane sugar, because that's the real cane sugar really, you know, that's the original recipe. That really makes a difference on your palate. And, you know, I think you'll have a friend for life there in the cheer wine. So, That's my advice for people.
Well, that sounds great. And you know, I believe you can get cheer wine at McDade's in Jackson. We'll tweet out a link to find the cheer wine retailer near you guys. But
yeah, exactly. And Kroger as well. McDade's and Kroger, and anyone can always go into a Cracker Barrel, and Cracker Barrel carries cheer wine in the glass bottle.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. You can get your vintage glass bottle, real cane sugar, Cracker Barrel. And I'm pretty sure they all do. So, you know, if you're ever driving by a Cracker Barrel anywhere, check it out.
You know, I think I have seen it in there now that you remind me. Well, that's great, man. Bo, I appreciate you taking some time to visit with us on Eat Y'all Radio.
It was awesome being here, and you know, I might have some, you know, I might want to shoot you some questions, just about where to eat and drink, and you know, I'm sure you have every suggestion that I would ever need. So,
absolutely,
if you don't mind if I do that, I would love to.
Yeah, please do. We help people find good food for a living, so glad to do my job.
Absolutely, and we love what you're doing. It's you know, obviously you've been doing it a lot longer than us, and we're sort of new to the game, you know, doing the local legend project, but it's so cool to see, you know, that you're going after, you know, local places with heritage, places that, that stay true to what they believe in, family places. And, you know, it's important to support that, I think.
Absolutely. And you guys kind of encompassed it so well with the local legend hashtag. So I want to remind our listeners to use the hashtag Cheerwine Local Legend on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you want to use a hashtag, and follow what they're doing, where they've been, and suggest all across the Southeast. Bo will be on the road, and you'll be able to find him there and connect all the way across the Florida Panhandle back up to all the Vills, as he called it. I think that's and we'll wrap up. Appreciate you being on the show today, Bo. Thanks for coming in.
Andy, thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us at Let's Eat, Y'all. Want more? Subscribe to us on iTunes or visit eatyall.com. That's EATYALL.com, where you'll find radio archives, interviews, recipes, live event tickets, and access to our favorite Southern products. Say hi on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Let's Eat, Y'all. That's LETSEATYALL. Until next time, thanks for listening. Let's Eat, Y'all.